Well, welcome on into the Locker Room Show. Steve Geller along with you, bringing you the latest from the Saints' loss in the Superdome, 15-12 to the Philadelphia Eagles. New Orleans now falling to 2-1 on the seasons. We go back to the Dome to check in with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. First up, a injury update, and there is plenty to go through, Deuce.
Yeah, here's the LCMC Health update. LCMC Health. 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. The biggest one, obviously, is losing Eric McCoy, your center. Left with a groin injury, could not return. That's the one. I mean, because offensively, Cesar Ruiz, he left the game. He was able to come back in the game. Alvin Kamara kind of left the game as well. He was able to come back in. Derek Carr at the end took a big-time shot right there to the chest. We'll hear how he's doing, but that's the big one. Eric McCoy, you'll monitor and see how he can hold up, and you know, you'll kind of go from there.
Deuce, obviously this game we saw a lot of missed opportunities between not being able to get points off of takeaways, not capitalizing off the block punt, just overall a big letdown, obviously, when things were riding so much for this offense in these first 2 weeks, but seemed to just kind of patter out in this matchup against an Eagles defense that was finding its way.
Well, that Eagles defense, they were determined to stop the run. And so with them being able to shift and show some different looks and not having my center, that made it a little bit tougher for me. And so what ended up happening is, you know, the Saints, you tried some different things, but never really could get anything going for you offensively. And, you know, you find some rhythm there late in the game and, you know, just couldn't punch it in enough. End up losing 12 to 15, but that's definitely something that they're going to have to try to get corrected from an offensive standpoint. Just because you had been so successful running the football, and you know they used some twists and some stunts and different things on you, but you've got to get it figured out, and you know you've got to get healthy. But at the end of the day, you know it's a loss, and you know it's about executing in this league.
Towards the end of the game, Deuce, do you feel like the defense was gassed, or you don't want to give that as an excuse for this team?
Your defense had some opportunities. I don't want to say they were gassed. I mean, right. Because they actually picked your own player off. The safety, he's coming down, and he knocks off the guy that's in coverage that has Goddard. And so, I mean, it's just the small things. If you can execute in this league, you can win. But when you don't, it's the smallest margins. I mean, you go back and look at the 4th-and-1. I didn't have a problem with the decision. I mean, but Alvin just gets turned, and, you know, it's probably not blocked as clean as you would want it. And so when that happened, I mean, he ends up coming up short. And so it's about executing in this league, and you just didn't execute at a high enough level.
Looking at it, you're going to have to watch the film, obviously, make the corrections, and it's on to an NFC South opponent next week in Atlanta. Deuce, appreciated the call today, and hope you guys have a good one, man.
All right, no problem. Thank you.